Alright, folks, welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and today we're diving headfirst into something that's practically glued to our hip pockets. Technology. Ever feel like you're constantly tethered to your phone? Like notifications are hijacking your brain, pulling you in a million different directions? Trust me, you're not alone. We live in a world where staying connected feels like the most essential thing ever, but let's face it, sometimes that connection can feel more like an overwhelming burden than a blessing. So, how do we navigate this digital jungle without losing our minds, or worse, our sense of self? Today, we're going to explore some Stoic principles that can help us build a healthy relationship with technology, one that empowers us instead of enslaves us. It's all about finding that sweet spot where we harness the power of tech without letting it run our lives. Ready to reclaim your time and your focus? Let's get started. First up, remember, awareness is key. Before you even reach for your phone, ask yourself, why am I doing this? Are you genuinely curious about an update, or are you just scrolling out of boredom or habit? This simple act of pausing can be a game changer. You'll start to notice those mindless moments and break free from autopilot mode. Next, set boundaries. Think of them as digital guardrails for your mind. Maybe it's designating phone-free zones in your home like the dinner table or bedroom, or scheduling specific times for checking emails and social media. You know that feeling when you're trying to have a conversation with someone, but they keep glancing at their phone? Yes, let's avoid that. Set those boundaries and create spaces where you can truly be present and connected. Here's another Stoic principle. Focus on what you can control. We can't control the constant influx of information bombarding us, but we can control how we react to it. Instead of letting every notification throw you off course, prioritize your tasks and focus on what truly matters. Remember, life is a marathon, not a sprint. Embrace digital minimalism, keeping your phone apps and digital footprint intentionally streamlined. Think less about collecting likes and more about cultivating meaningful connections in the real world. It's like the scene in The Matrix where Neo chooses the red pill over the blue pill. You're making a conscious choice to see things clearly, even if it means stepping outside your comfort zone. And finally, practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, the people you love, the experiences you cherish, and yes, even the technology that can enhance those moments. Remember, gratitude is like a superpower. It can shift your perspective and help you find joy in the simple things. Let me tell you about my friend Mark. He used to be glued to his phone 24/7, constantly checking social media, news updates, you name it. He felt drained, stressed, and disconnected from real life. One day, he decided to make a change. He set boundaries, deleted unnecessary apps, and started using his phone intentionally. He even went on a week-long digital detox. Guess what? He came back feeling refreshed, more focused, and happier than ever before. See, technology can be a great tool for learning, connecting with loved ones, or exploring new ideas. But it's not the master of your life. You are. Remember those Stoic principles we talked about: awareness, boundaries, control, minimalism, and gratitude. By integrating them into your daily routine, you can create a healthy relationship with technology, one that empowers you to live a more fulfilling and intentional life. So, my friends, I want to leave you with this. Take charge of your digital world. Be mindful, be intentional, and most importantly, remember that the best connections are often made face-to-face. Don't forget to share your thoughts. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to technology? What strategies have worked for you? Let's keep this conversation going. And until next time, stay focused, stay grounded, and keep building that inner strength. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.